Blog Talk Radio.
Check the MP3 file before you upload it. Anyway, this is Scott Burks coming at you from the Clown Times. That's Clown spelled for K. And you can find me on the web at www.theclowntimes.net. And you can find us on Facebook as well. Just do a Google search for, well, not Google search, we'll do a search through Facebook for the phrase the Clown Times. Again, that's Clown for K. You'll be able to find me. We're going to be doing a little college. We're going to keep with the college football TV thing. And we're going to look at the SEC football. We're going to be previewing that this season. Hopefully, Alabama alum / annoying fan Cedric Carl, one of my college brothers, will be joining us to help us break down the SEC football in the way that he could. Him being, like I said, an Alabama alum and representing the ATL as well. But anyway, before he gets on, I'm just going to just give you an idea of my views of the conference. But first of all, let's just start from last season. Once again, another year, another national championship for the SEC, this time in the form of Alabama Crimson Tide winning back-to-back titles. The year before last, they beat LSU 21-0, and which was a highly disputed national championship matchup. You know, a lot of people did not like the fact that that there was a rematch between Alabama and LSU, you know, despite the fact that Alabama did not win their own division, let alone play for their conference title. But the thing is, like the case of the BCS, a lot of people don't understand this, but, you know, the whole point of BCS is to pit the two best teams in the country against each other, no matter what conference affiliation, no matter where they finish. It's all about where the computers rank you. It's all about where the human polls rank you. And that year, Alabama was one of the top two teams in the country. Of course, LSU being the number one team because they won the division and they won the conference title. And they finished the regular season undefeated. But, you know, Alabama, despite their one loss, they were better than Oklahoma State, even though, personally, a small side of me wanted to see them play Oklahoma State, them being LSU play Oklahoma State, because of the contrasting styles. So LSU was all about defense, special teams. Defense, special teams, while Oklahoma State was all about offense. Offense all day, offense all night. So it would have been a great contrast of styles, but, you know, once again, Oklahoma State was not one of the best two teams in the country. Alabama was. So that's why you saw Alabama and LSU in a rematch. And it was a snoozer, you know, because both teams know each other extremely well. Both teams play great defense, fundamentally sound, even though they ended up with a 3-touchdown beatdown by Alabama. But, you know, things happen. But those were the two best teams in the country that year. So let's fast forward a little bit to last season. Alabama, again, entered the national championship game with just one loss. But if you look across the landscape, you know, were they better than Oregon, Stanford, from the Pac-12? I'd say so. I mean, I don't think Oregon won the Pac-12 last year, let alone won the North Division. That would be Stanford University. And, you know, Stanford, you know, had that one loss in conference play. And so they were not, in my eyes, were not one of the two best teams in the country. And if you look across the landscape, Ohio State obviously couldn't participate. There was 12-0, but they couldn't participate because they were on probation. So that would leave, no other, in my mental world, they said no other team last year finished with one loss other than Stanford and Oregon, aside from Alabama, Stanford and Oregon. So at any rate, so basically, those two canceled each other out, Stanford and Oregon did, so that left Alabama to take on Notre Dame, and we all saw what happened in the national championship game when Alabama just violated the hell out of Notre Dame to a score of, I want to say 41 or 14. I'm just guessing off the top of my head, trying to remember off the top of my head. But at any rate, so that was last year. Alabama dominated. The SEC dominated. And as a matter of fact, the SEC had six teams with 10 or more wins, which was by far the most. Second place was pretty much a cluster of several conferences, Pac-12, major conferences, that is, Pac-12, the ACC, the Big Ten, I think about the Big Ten had three 10-plus win teams, but one of those teams, the Ohio State University, as Buckeye alums would want you to say at the school, would finish with 10 or more wins. But like I said, Ohio State was on probation, so that might throw down to two for the Big Ten as well. The Big East had two teams, 10-plus wins. My ACC had two teams with 10-plus wins, as did the Big 12. So, and even the MAC, the MACtion got in with two teams with 10 or more wins, Northern Illinois and Kent State. And both schools whose coaches have since that time departed for bigger, greener pastures. Northern Illinois, this coach, Dave Doran, left for my alma mater, NC State in particular, and Taggart from Kent State leaving for South Florida. So both of those coaches will probably do a good job, but nevertheless, it's pretty much the SEC. What I'm trying to say is it's pretty much last year with the SEC and everybody was trying to have competition. I mean, I know the Big 12, speaking of the Big 12, I know the people from the Big 12, notably one Bob Stoops from Oklahoma, said that the ACC is full of, quote, and I quote, propaganda, end quote. And I understand that Bob Stoops was trying to hype up his own confidence. I understand that, no other coach from any other conference wants to feel like they're chopped liver compared to, the best in the land with the SEC, rather. But here's the deal. If you look at Oklahoma, I mean, they don't have much to talk about. I mean, besides getting their asses smacked down by Notre Dame at home, they also got pimp-slapped around by Texas A&M. Guess what? Another SEC school in the Cotton Bowl. So I understand what Coach Bob Stoops is trying to do. I understand where it's coming from. But in terms of being a messenger, he should just politely just shut the hell up because, besides his team's getting beat down regularly by SEC schools and bowl games, major bowl games, BCS games as well, he seems just underachieves every year. So, just cool out, man. It's cool to fuck out. That's what we say on the streets. But anyway, let's just take a look through the SEC standards for a minute from last year. And just to see if they're actually overrated or not, let's start with the SECs. Georgia, Florida tied for 7 wins and 1 loss in the East. Georgia got the berth in the SEC championship game and spent the win over Florida. But now you look where both teams finished overall. They both Georgia finished 12-2, Florida 11-2, and South Carolina finished at 11-2 as well. And following those three schools in the East is one Vanderbilt University at 9-4. Again, Vanderbilt finished the season with 9 wins. That's pretty damn good. Especially for a school like Vanderbilt that typically is a basketball school and focuses on academics, and where to the point of a football almost always is the afterthought. I remember seeing Vanderbilt beat down they did thoroughly dominate, rather, my alma mater, NC State, and the Music City Bowl last year, where State didn't bother to show up. in the first half. But nevertheless, you know, that's four teams up there from the SEC East with nine wins or better. Now you go to the SEC West, of course, there's the aforementioned Alabama Crimson Tide finished 13-1 in the national title. LSU and Texas A&M tied for second at 6 wins and 2 losses. Where LSU finishing 10-3 and Texas A&M finishing 11-2. And Mississippi State, the fourth best team, finished at 8-5, which is pretty decent. You know, pretty good for Mississippi State. They didn't finish the way they wanted after a strong start, but, you know, they are what they are. They are an above-average team. Well, not great and elite, but, again, above-average, which is not bad. Ole Miss finished at 7-6. They won their bowl game. I think they beat Pitt in the bowl game. And I think they played in Shreveport, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it the I think it's the won the I think the bowl and I think Mobile, Alabama. I can't think of the name. One of the several bowls that played before Christmas. They won that one. But at any rate, if you count the number of bowl teams, bowl participants, we had several teams, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams. But anyway, here to save the day is my man Cedric. Cedric, welcome to the Clown Hour. How you doing?
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be on. How's everything?
Everything is everything, my brother. Thanks for saving me once again. I was trying to talk SEC without making a complete ass kick of myself, so pardon me there.
Well, you know,
exactly. Trying to be like you, brother. When I grew up, trying to be like you, man. anyway, so I was going on and on about the SEC last season. My point of view, from ACC land. Excuse me. I was talking about why people like Bob Stoops and companies in the Big 12 should just shut the fuck up when they talk to when mentioning SEC and the words SEC and overrated and propaganda in the same sentence. You're an Alabama alum. You know more about this far more than I do. So give me your 2 cents on what the hate is about.
I don't quite get the hate, to be honest with you. It's not as though the SEC hadn't won, you know, the
right.
last however many BCS championships.
Right.
So I'm still struggling with why they feel the need to bring up the SEC, because obviously the SEC isn't thinking about them.
Right.
The Big Ten record against SEC teams is, I think, 16-8.
Okay.
Over the last several years. So basically we're saying that these guys have, not only are they winning BCS championships, but they're beating you guys head to head.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, okay, so let's back up. Let's take a little further. Okay? Last time Alabama played a Big 12 team was, of course, against Texas in the title game, championship game.
Right.
You see the results of that game, correct? Remember what happened in that game?
Right.
You know, and we still hear. Oh, if Colt wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Right.
Okay, well, Colt didn't play defense, and last time I checked, Ingram and Richardson ran all up and down at Texas defense.
Right. A lot of Longhorn fans were bitching about, well, McCoy didn't play. He was knocked out the first series. We're about to score, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
man, my man Marcel Darius hit Colt, man, and he didn't want to go back. He wasn't hurt. He didn't want to go back in the game. That's what that was. He didn't want any more parts of the Alabama defense. So then, you
right.
know, we got that game. Okay, I'll give you a more recent one. You know, I mean, A&M, their SEC team now.
Right.
Charlotte Woods said whipping they put on
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma in the I'm trying to think of the bowl. The
Cotton Bowl. Cotton Bowl.
So, I mean, that was horrible. That was bad. It was really bad. So
I think Texas A&M is still scoring on them.
Probably so. But, you know, Stoops, nobody's talking about those guys. No one in the SEC is saying anything about the Big 12. And then today,
right.
Some cat decides, from Oklahoma State, he's going to say something about, saying that, we watch. Now, granted, they're playing Mississippi State. So
right.
They want to brag and say, well, SEC teams, they're winded, I'm like, okay, dude, you're talking about Mississippi State.
Oh, God.
Now, you wouldn't say that against Alabama or LSU or Georgia or Texas A&M,
right.
But you're going to say it about Mississippi State. Okay. All right. So, I think what I really think it is, I think it's jealousy. That's what I think it is.
Right.
Because when you have a conference have dominated college football the way that you have, it is what it is. I mean, let's be honest. You dominated,
right.
Your conference has dominated college football for the last 7 years, and the games that you've won against SEC opponents has been bottom-tier SEC teams.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that, you can say, you guys are top heavy, but, okay, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida, and we'll go, A&M. When you dominate, when those guys are winning, a majority of the games, and maybe, one or two losses, you're beating everybody in the conference. Mathematically, you're not going to have winning teams in the entire conference. It just doesn't. It's not going to work that way mathematically.
Right.
Somebody has to lose.
Right.
So what you have is you have the elite teams that are truly elite. They're beating everybody else, which is what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
But when these guys show up in bowl games, then they play well against those teams. Ole Miss played Texas last year, and we're talking about 14 teams in SEC now, so we're talking about the bottom four, five teams in the league. You're playing the bottom four, five teams in the league, and then you're winning games against those teams, and you're talking about how you're beating up on the big bad SEC. Well, everybody else is beating up on them in the conference too, so you really hadn't done anything.
Right. Now, who did Ole Miss beat? Did they beat Texas in a bowl game?
No, they played Texas during the regular season. Was it?
Right, that's right, yeah. That's right. They played Pitt in a bowl game. I think they played Pitt in a bowl game. I'm not too sure.
Was it Pitt? Okay. It wasn't a Big Ten team, was it?
Let me just look at that while still talking. For some reason, Ole Miss fans won't like me saying this, but I get them and Mississippi State mixed up in the bowl games.
there's not much difference between them and Mississippi State, so that's understandable. But I want to say, was it the Compass Bowl?
I'm looking at now. If you talk, okay. Yeah. Let me just find this as we keep talking. I'm on the. I was having to find the ESPN page from last year with all the bowl games on it from results from last year. I'll find it soon. But Ole Miss beat Birmingham last year.
Okay. Yeah, the conference. Yeah,
right,
DJ conference. That was it. How was this? So they won. They won the bowl game.
Right.
But you can't. And then, of course, Mississippi State. They lost their bowl game to Northwestern last year. But see, the thing was,
right.
Okay, Mississippi State. Let's take Mississippi State for example from last
right.
year. Now going into the Bama game, I want to say they were seven and zero. They were undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
They were
right.
undefeated
right.
headed to you know. They were undefeated headed into the game in Alabama. They were very highly ranked heading into that game into Alabama because they were undefeated. Now, granted, you know, the seven teams they played, I mean, these weren't, you know,
mm-hmm.
great teams. I mean, but they were undefeated. You know, I think they played, I know they beat Auburn, I think they beat Kentucky, and I think they beat Tennessee. Those are SEC teams that they played prior to the Bama game. So, you
right.
know, they beat those teams. And, of course, the teams they lost to, you know, they lose to Alabama, they lose to Texas A&M, they lose to LSU, and I think they lost to Ole Miss as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they lost to Ole Miss. But my point again, you can't beat, you know, if you're playing the elite teams and you're losing to the elite teams, what can you expect? You know, you're not going to have, you mean, a team like Mississippi State. If they're the third, if they're the fourth, fifth best team in the SEC West, I mean, what does that mean? That means they're going to lose to Alabama, they're going to lose to LSU, and they're going to lose to Texas A&M.
Right.
Which is what
right.
they did. Now, granted, they probably should have beaten Ole Miss. That would have given them, you know, that would have given them eight wins in conference.
Right.
You know, I'm not
right.
wins in conference, but they were giving them, you know, eight wins heading into
their bowl game.
But actually, they did
yeah.
win eight games. I'm sorry, they did. Mississippi State, they did
right.
win. They did win. They even though they lost their bowl game, they won eight games. So, you know, and looking at their schedule from last year, they beat the teams they were supposed to beat during the SEC season, with the exception of I thought they should have beaten Ole Miss. They should have had a better showing against Ole Miss than they did.
Right.
That was just, you know. But like I said, everybody can't be Alabama, LSU, and A&M. Well, and I'm speaking about the West specifically. Everybody can't be those teams. So
right.
I think, like I said, I think it's just a matter of everybody's filling the SEC. And until somebody comes and knocks the SEC off, then you just, you know, you're
playing for second place.
What are you going to do? You just need to shut up.
Yeah. Right.
You know, until
that's
you,
the point
you
I was
put a team
to...
on the field that can knock off somebody from
right.
the SEC, you just need to shut
yep.
up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was trying to say, that's what, you know, when Bob Stoops, I mean, what worse messenger could you possibly have than Bob Stoops, you know, the same guy, the only who got creamed by Texas A&M in the combo. But remember, his boys got to take some Notre Dame, the same Notre Dame at their, you know, at Oklahoma's place, at their own home field, on their own home field, I should say. And that's the same Notre Dame team that got the asses beat by your alma mater, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
What
I mean,
worse messenger?
Right. And you know what? You know, another thing, too, we're talking about the Big Ten. Oklahoma State. It was actually just Oklahoma State. Big 12. It was Oklahoma State
okay.
that made it, you know, made a comment, that made the comment about SEC defenses, you know, basically saying, you know, SEC is blown out of proportion, you know. We play big time offenses in the Big 12, you know, and SEC defenses
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they can't keep compete. Okay, dude, let's look at the record.
Yeah. The proof
you know,
is in the foot. I mean,
yeah.
Vanderbilt finished with nine wins. That's Vanderbilt. Finished with nine wins.
Vanderbilt.
You know,
Vanderbilt.
That's good.
You know,
that could be good enough to challenge, yeah.
Yeah. I think Vanderbilt's going to have another good season. I really do. But like I said, everybody can't. can't.
Yeah.
Everybody can't play and can't win all the games. Everybody can't be, you know, elite teams. It's just not gonna happen. Cause, so let in other words, if Alabama loses a couple of games, then what does that do? That's a couple of games somebody else could have won. So
right.
Now you have three teams that are 10 and whatever, rather than having one team that's undefeated and the other two, you know, one losses or two losses.
Yeah. So, I mean, just – I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, dude.
So, well, you know, in the case of Vanderbilt, okay. You know, Tennessee's down, is going through a down period. You know,
right.
Of course, you know Kentucky's story, but you know, it's cyclical. Everything it comes in, things go in cycles. You know, Auburn is down. They were down last year, and they were 3-9 last year, which you know historically they're not a team that you know. Turns in 3-9 seasons, you know. Of course, at Alabama, we love to see when they love to see them.
You love that.
Tank it like that, you know. We love it. You know, nothing greater as an Alabama fan as to watching your team win and then getting to you're excited because your team won, and then going to watch Auburn and seeing them lose the way that they do. It's like, you know, okay, man, can your team win twice in one weekend? Yeah, you can if you're a Alabama fan and Auburn loses.
Yeah. About to say. Now, are you still mad about Auburn, quote unquote, scamming their West and Cam Newton their way to a national title that year?
I'm glad you brought that up. We're talking about over the weekend. The rule says, the NCAA rule says, it says that if anyone in your family shops you, they become your agent,
right.
And therefore you immediately become ineligible.
Right.
That's what the rule says, okay?
Right.
Now, Cam Newton's dad was shopping this kid around. And in the words he used was, Cam is not going to be a rented mule. That's what
right.
It says. So
yeah.
You mean to tell me, now, we know he got offered, he wanted $180, and I'm not talking about $180.
Oh, of course not.
He wanted $180.
Yeah.
From Mississippi, was it? He wanted one of the Mississippi teams.
Yeah, Mississippi State, yeah.
You mean to tell me he asked Mississippi State for $180 and he played at Auburn free?
Yeah.
That's what you want me to believe.
That dog doesn't hunt, as we say.
No. So then what Auburn does, they decide,
uh-huh.
Okay, you know what? We're going to lawyer up. Which is what they did. They lawyered up.
Yep.
And they basically took this approach, you know, and said, well, Cam didn't know he was being shot. That was
yeah.
Their story.
That's a bunch of bullshit. Come on.
If my dad got $280,000 for me, do you think I wouldn't know?
Yeah, exactly.
Now we had a situation a few years ago. It was Andre Smith.
Okay.
It was 2008 season. It was a season, you know, we played for it in the SEC championship game. We lost. You know, we didn't show up against Utah and got beat. Well,
right.
One of the issues with that game was that Andre Smith was held out of that game because.
Yeah.
An uncle supposedly was talking to agents.
Mm, I remember that.
It was actually the Sugar Bowl because, you know, Florida went
right,
to that championship.
Right.
We held him out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play him, you know, we didn't throw my nose up at the SEC or the NCAA. No, that's not what we did. So let's fast forward. You know, we kept him out. Let's fast forward to, you know, to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Now, how do you have 4,000 pieces of memorabilia with your signature on it, and you just thinking that no one's profiting from that?
Yeah.
You see, in both of those cases, so now what we have is we have two cases where the rule itself is being overlooked. And now the rule is unfair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the rule is unfair.
Yeah.
You signed 4,000 pieces of memorabilia, and you want us to think that you didn't know it was going to be put on the market.
Now, before you got paid for it, allegedly.
Okay, so I'll take it a step further. Guess which law firm is representing Texas A&M now?
Right.
The same law firm Auburn used during their NCAA.
That's right.
Case was that involved Cam Newton. So now we have two Auburns in the conference who obviously are a win-at-all-cost program. You know, what this is doing is it's setting up teams to – there used to be a time where, you know, if the NCAA was looking for stuff, you were cooperative because it was the NCAA. You don't want to get in trouble. You know,
right.
we got wins taken away over some textbooks.
Right.
Okay, so,
yep.
I mean, let's call that what it was. You had some players who found out how to get the system. So, I mean, you know, if you're getting books free, you know, if you're getting books free, so basically, in essence, what happened is, okay, I'm an athlete, and I get books free, right?
Yep.
As part of
the scholarship, yeah.
Right. So now I got some friends of mine that maybe they can't afford books, you know, because books are expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting books for their friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. You know it's going to happen,
really?
Though, right? You know it's going to happen, though, right? You fast forward to Texas. Let's go back to Texas A&M for a minute. You know the NCAA is going to do what they did with Auburn and just totally capitulate.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to.
The thing with Auburn.
I think they're going to turn turtle against Texas A&M. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to cower the same way they cowered in front of Auburn on a mere bullshit technicality. They're going to find. I'm seeing it happen, dude. I'm looking at my crystal ball. I don't know what that Texas A&M matchup with y'all on September, whatever it is, the third week of the season.
This kid,
they don't want him to go away.
Could be ineligible to play, but he's going to play because there's too much money involved with him playing. Just like with Auburn.
Yeah.
There was too much money involved with him playing. They were not going to hold him out. Okay, and this is what they do. This is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They made him ineligible
right.
the day after they played Alabama.
Right.
And they reinstated
exactly.
him before the SEC championship game, before anybody knew anything. So,
yep.
Yeah, okay. So now you're going to have teams that are, they basically thumb their nose up at the NCAA and dare them to prove anything because they don't have to prove it.
Right.
You know, you can call it what you want to. You can call a rule unfair. You broke the rule.
Right.
But you're going to let you're letting somebody escape that was paid $200,000 and another guy that signed 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 pieces of memorabilia and didn't know he was signing for any type of broker.
That's bullshit.
You're going to let guys like that escape. But, you know,
right.
I get I'm an athlete and I get textbooks from my friends that, you know, I'm a rule breaker. I'm a habitual offender.
Yeah. Yeah. You have character issues.
Right. I mean, because, you know, because if I can go to bookstore, university bookstore, and get any book I want, and nobody really is monitoring that, now I'm a rule breaker now. Now, we're talking about books. We're not talking about the books are being being returned for profit.
Right.
We're talking about,
right.
Hey, man, you know what? You're my boy. I know books are expensive. I'm going to go to the bookstore and get you some books. See, it would be no different than me. I went to Alabama. My dad was a disabled vet. So I went to school under what's called the Alabama GI Bill. Now, the Alabama GI Bill paid for my tuition, books, and fees.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was time for me to get books, only thing, I went to the bookstore and got my books, and they were charged to my, you know, they were charged to
the GI
to the GI Bill. Well, of course, you know, that's what paid for it. That would have been no different than me doing the same thing. If I'm of a non, if I went in and said, okay, give me this book, this book, this book, this book.
Yeah.
Books that I didn't need, but then I took them and I gave them to my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's wrong in the NCAA's eyes. Meanwhile, you could say that, feign ignorance.
So who is that an
advantage
for?
You didn't know what your dad was doing.
But who is that an advantage for? Because it isn't an advantage for the athlete.
Right. It's hooking your friends
up. It's an advantage for the friend that knows an athlete. That's getting, that, you know, getting, you know, you're looking out for your boy. Come on.
Yeah.
You're looking out for your boy.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're looking out for your boy. And we had to vacate wins behind that foolishness.
How long ago was that again?
That was 2007.
Okay.
Vacating wins because I got to make books for my boy. Okay, all right. Hey, so, obviously, you're going to have teams that just, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M, that's their mentality. They don't care.
Well, if you look at what Texas A&M and Auburn both have in common, besides being at West of you guys, is that they play in states. They're in states where they're the little brothers. You know, Texas A&M is a little brother to University of Texas. It's always going to be that way, no matter what configuration. And you know, they have to do what they have to do. They have to be better than Texas. And, you know, you all right, sir? I think that's medical difficulties. Let's try back on the line. Hold on for a second.
Can you hear me?
You there, buddy? Okay, I'm here. Okay, good.
Okay. They both have the little brother syndrome. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
And obviously it's affecting their brain. You know, they want to, not only, you know, Auburn's main mission every year is not to be champions, but it's to beat Alabama.
Right.
And now what's Alabama's mission every year? To be champions.
Right. So, I mean, they got to do what they got to do. And, I mean, I'm not saying it's right. They got off. They being Auburn. Auburn got off big time. They got away with one big time. He wasn't supposed to play against Alabama. I mean, meant that he wouldn't have had a chance to play in the national championship.
He shouldn't have played, period, because this happened,
yeah.
You know, the recruitment happened, you know, prior to that season. So You know, they caught lightning in a bottle. You know, they went out and they bought him a quarterback. Now, I have my wife has a first cousin. He actually played tight end in Auburn during the 80s. And so he and his brother, you know, we always go back and forth. Matter, I mean, he's from my hometown. Matter of fact, I mean, he's my wife's first cousin, but he also married my mom's sister. So he's my uncle by marriage.
Okay.
So anyway, his brother, his baby brother, actually played at Auburn. So we always go back and forth, you know, about Auburn and stuff. And I told him after the whole Cam thing went down, he's like, I said, man, you know, I can't get mad at y'all. I said, you know, y'all went out and y'all bought the best quarterback money could buy and it paid off.
Not too backhanded.
Every time you hear me say that, he laugh. He said, "Well, you know, Cam had, you know, they, you know, Cam Daddy had to, get, you know, had to get it." I said, "Yeah, he so did. He got it from Auburn."
and his dad is a preacher, right?
Yeah. I wonder what he did. You know, he had a church too, so I wonder. You know, use the money to go toward the church or whatever, and then you know they tell him, you can't come to the game. They tell him, you know, you can't come to the game, the next championship game. What does he do? He comes to the next championship game. But yeah, man, you know what? You go away. So they're back where they ought to be, mediocre. Back to mediocrity. Back to being under Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all there is to it. So, you know, we got a season coming up. You know, season starts Thursday, you know.
Yes, sir.
I think Mississippi State kicks off things in the SEC. I think they're always a Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they're playing Vanderbilt. That's going to be a big game for both the teams in terms of conference. I call it a conference game. Because, you know, both teams are right there, but it depends on how it's going to hinge for both teams, depending on how that game shapes out.
Yeah, Oklahoma State plays, Oklahoma State and Mississippi State actually play in Houston, and then Vanderbilt and Ole Miss actually play in Nashville at Vanderbilt Stadium. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting, like I said, the season gets started Thursday. My prediction, obviously, I think Alabama will be back in the title game.
That was hard.
Yeah, that was very hard. That was very hard. You know, the schedule kind of sets up favorably for them, but you still have to play the games. You still have to win the games. People can say what they want to say. You know, in the off season, you know, LSU had quite a bit to say about Alabama's schedule and the fact that, you know, they didn't play, you know, Georgia or Florida, you know, last year. But, you know, when teams were looking forward to playing Alabama because they wanted to win, nobody had anything to say. Nobody thought it was unfair. When we had to play, you know, a couple of seasons ago, we had to play six teams coming off their bye week. You know, nobody thought that was unfair. And we're talking about, you know, teams like LSU, like Auburn, Florida, you know, those teams, you know, having to play those teams after those teams had a week off to prepare for us, but we played that week. Nobody thought that was unfair.
Right.
No one said anything, you know, no one came to our defense when that happened. But now the schedule is a little bit more favorable, and meaning, you know, it's not even necessarily the schedule that's favorable. It's the fact that the teams are bad.
Right.
You know, Tennessee, you know, is down. Auburn is down. You know, a lot of the teams that we're playing, you know, are teams that are, you know, that are down. So it's not our fault that these teams, you know, are sucking right now.
That's a mild way of putting it, yeah.
Let's just be, you know
what I'm saying?
These teams, you know, it's not our fault, you know.
Right.
Do you remember the ESPN 30 for 30 on the Miami Hurricanes?
Of course. I've seen that like 15 times.
What's the receiver name said? It's not my fault. the quarterback who threw this route and I ran this route. It ain't my fault.
Right.
They couldn't cover me.
But the end of the stadium was on the side where we were running to.
Right. It's not my fault. It is not our fault that,
yeah.
that these teams are sucking
yeah.
right now. You know, because yeah. when you look at our schedule, you know, we play who we play.
Right.
Tennessee is always down, and Auburn is always down.
Right.
So if those teams were
I think Arkansas would be improved this year.
Yeah,
I think Arkansas
would
be improved this year.
Arkansas will probably be improved too. So we're talking about three teams that are, you know, 8, 9, 10 win teams that are not going to give you 8, 9, 10 wins this year. Well, didn't give you 8, 9, 10 wins last year.
Right.
So don't say we play a weak schedule when we're playing the schedule. We're playing the same schedule we had last year, pretty much with the exception of the fact that Virginia Tech isn't Michigan.
Right.
That's
right.
I mean, we pretty much have the same schedule we had last year, but, you know, instead, now instead of playing Michigan, we're playing Virginia Tech. And obviously, I don't expect Virginia Tech to have the same season this year as they had as Michigan had last year. And then I saw something today where Virginia Tech is starting a true freshman at left tackle.
Yes, yes. God bless Logan Thomas, the quarterback.
That's my goodness. You don't as a true freshman, you don't want to have to go against a Kirby Smart Nick Saban defense as a true freshman. That's not going to be good for you. It won't be a good day.
And Virginia Tech won't have their top cornerback either. That Exum kid. They won't have their top cornerback.
Right.
So that's
and I think the receiver was suspended. They were suspended the receiver too. I think I read somewhere. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm confusing them with somebody else. But I probably read somewhere that. They have a receiver that will be out too. So, yeah, it's not the same Virginia Tech we played several years ago in Atlanta.
Mhm. Mhm. Now, the biggest question, obviously, the question is not necessarily about them being a national championship game. The biggest question for me was, and I know this is the SEC Central, but I'm going to keep it there really. But who will face? Who will be the, I don't want to call it for sacrificial lamb, but who will face Alabama in the national championship game? I think Stanford. I had Alabama beating Stanford for the national championship. I think Stanford is the only team that may stand up to any SEC team in terms of how they play their ball. They're both pro style. Stanford plays from the trenches. They're tough.
If you look at Stanford, if you really take a look at those guys, they are an SEC type. Teams. When you look at how they play the game, you know, they're not one of these, you know, high flying Big 12 offenses that you see. They're not big and slow like offensive linemen are big and slow like the
Big Ten
plus 2 years.
Right.
You know, they really look like a, you know, when you look at them, they remind you of a, you know, of a pro style team, obviously, but. You know, they. You know, when you look at them, you can say, okay, well, you know, this is LSU or Alabama, because Alabama and LSU both are pro style teams. They like to run the football,
right?
You know, they like to throw in the passing game, and they play good defense.
Yep.
And Stanford, I think Stanford would be a good matchup. Would be a good matchup in the championship game.
Yeah, that's why I think Steph's going
to
get there.
I really don't want to see Ohio State in that game. Less than nine. I didn't like him in Florida, and I definitely don't like him now at Ohio State. And then this clown had the nerve to say, if you are an agent, you can, or anybody for that matter, you can't wear blue to their facility.
That's right. So yes. It made the coaches not wear blue in the scouts.
If I'm a Colts scout, then you want me to wear white.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the saying, you know the saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically thumbing your nose up at future employers to the kids in your program.
Right.
When you tell agents, when you make statements like that to agents.
Mm-hmm. And scouts, you know,
and scouts, you know, and from what I understand, you know, Coach Saban rolls out the red carpet to these guys, you know.
Yeah.
So you want these guys to come, and because the more they come and see your guys when draft day comes, because they're so familiar with your players, they're coming and watching all these guys, then, you know, your players are going to get drafted. I mean, obviously they have to play well, but, you know, you want these guys there seeing your guys.
Right. Right. Now let me. I gotta ask you something. Since I grew up in ACC land, went to ACC school, AC State, as you know, and you know we both carry the same footprint for the most part. We play each other every year. Schools play every year in rivalry games, and probably more rivalry games with UNC and South Carolina now. Talk of having a yearly series at the beginning of the season, which would be awesome. The ACC, as you know, has been the SEC's little brother for years and years and years and years, you know. You know, we play each other every year, and for the past, I'd say, 10 or so years. Actually, we only had the winning record against you guys maybe twice in a span of over 20 years in a season. So let me just say this. Let me ask you this question. I know how you're going to answer. I have a feeling how you're going to answer, but I have to ask it anyway. Given that, you know, UNC is going to play South Carolina. Georgia's going to play Clemson. Of course, Alabama's going to play and beat down Virginia Tech. Then the following week, Miami plays Florida. And, of course, you know, the end-of-year rivalry games we have with each other, you know, Wake, Vanderbilt, you know, South Carolina, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Georgia. Do you see the ACC making a little dent in the SEC this season, or is it going to be one of the same, more of the same?
Well, you know.
You're trying to be nice.
I think Florida State, if what
Florida.
I'm hearing out of Florida State, I think they'll beat Florida. So you can, you know, that's one. I don't know about UNC and South Carolina. I don't think UNC can take out South Carolina.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you.
I'm looking for Alabama to win their matchup against Virginia Tech, obviously.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Miami's down, so I expect Florida to beat Miami as well. Now, the one game that I really would like to see, and you're probably going to be, you know, I expect Georgia to beat Georgia Tech. But this one particular game, this is my desire or my hope as to who wins, and it's probably going to surprise you. But I hope Clemson beats the brakes off Georgia this weekend. And I'm going to tell you why I say that.
Okay.
Scott, I've been in Atlanta since 1999.
Oh, yeah.
And every year I hear the same thing, and this is the thing that I hear. Georgia's supposed to be good this year. They say it every year. Georgia's supposed to be good this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, out of those 14 years that I've been here, 14,
mm-hmm.
how many years that I've been here, it may be twice they've actually put a product, they won SEC and or whatever. But they went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
They went to bed every year. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, remember that one year, I'm sure you actually loved this, when Boise State beat the hell out of Georgia?
Oh,
at the Georgia Dome a few years ago?
You know what? I get that, you know. I was actually at the SEC Championship game, 2013. And, I mean, man, those guys, we had obviously somebody that was an Alabama fan sold their tickets to these two Georgia fans because they actually sat in our section. And they clowned, barked the whole game.
Oh,
they
wow.
barked and talked.
The Braves.
These two rednecks bark and talk trash the whole game.
Oh.
Man, I was so glad. I was so glad, you know, because, it was a really good close game. You know, they were talking up when, you know, Bama was down and, you know, we started coming back, you know,
yeah.
we're getting quiet over there, you know. And then, you know,
right.
when we scored the last touchdown, oh, man, that was it for them. You know, we're celebrating their home, you know. I hope Clemson brings it. You know, I always, you know, like to see Dabo do well because, you know, he was on Alabama staff, you know, back in the mid, when I was in school there, you know, he was on the coach Mike Dubose. So I always like to see him do well. And I would love to see him do well. This season and shut those puppies up, you know, because they talk so much you can't stand it. You know, they're just
mm-hmm.
like the Falcons. You know, when they win, you know, you can't even don't even listen to talk radio the week after win because that's all you hear. you get tired of it, you know, how they're so great and this and that. It's sickening. It's sickening. But when they lose, it's almost
uh-huh.
like the sports radio shows didn't realize that it was a Georgia game that weekend.
Right.
Or they had a bye that weekend because they don't say anything about them losing.
Right. Yeah.
It felt so good to, you know, because leading up to the SEC Championship game, you know, they're talking about how great they are, and, you know, this and that, you know, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that, you know, against Alabama, and they're the one team that can beat Alabama. And then, you know, the week following when they lost, you know, it was so good to just hear them just whine about their season and, you know, they should play Alabama again in the next championship game because Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be there. It was ridiculous and funny at the same time.
Right.
You know, because
right.
we were going on to win, yet they were, you know, they were and playing that championship game and, you know, they had to dream about what would have been had they beat us. They would be playing for a
right.
national championship.
But
it
would have been, right. Yeah, I mean, I remember them saying that all up and down. What if we had another play? What if we had another play? We're going to win.
You know, we're
where is this? What is that?
We are
five yards
away from beating Alabama. Well, you know what?
Right.
We are five
yeah.
yards away from beating Texas A&M and being undefeated. Because
right.
we had AJ made a throw down there, and, you know, he misread it, and, he missed his read, and, you know, the cornerback obviously, rather than throwing, you know, he should have thrown the fade and thrown it over the cornerback. He didn't, you know. He threw it in front of the guy, and the guy intercepts the ball. But we had an opportunity to go. We had an opportunity, even though we were down to A&M, we still had the opportunity to win the game at the end. You know, so,
right.
and then it goes both ways.
Yeah.
If
right.
You can mean. Say, well, you're saying you were 5 yards away from beating us. Well, yeah, we were 5 yards away from being undefeated.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's all about if you question or not. Hey, man, I got like 30 more seconds. Another win for Auburn against Alabama. I mean, against Auburn, of course.
Oh, yeah. You know,
and,
it's getting bad, Scott. It's getting real bad against Auburn, man. I was telling my brother today, you know, man, I'm thinking about, you know, because he's a closet Auburn fan. You know, man, I want to go to Auburn.
Oh,
I'm thinking about going down to Auburn for the game. I said, you know what? You're going to spend more money getting to the game than you're going to spend on a ticket.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, Sad. Take care, my brother.
All right, man. Thank you, man. I enjoyed it. Another year of domination
right,
for the SEC, man.
All right. Peace out. All right. Take care, guys. This is the Clown Times. Peace out.